兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
为着这样的诗歌，我们实在感谢主。
Praise the Lord for such hymn.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，你们有没有想过那一天，当我们与主面对面
？I don't know if you ever thought about it on that day when we face to face to see our Lord.
那将会是何等的满足
？And what a satisfaction we will have.
早晨有一个负担和弟兄姐妹交通是关于伯大尼。
And then I would like to share with you and about the Bethany.
我想弟兄姐妹也对伯大尼应该相熟悉。
I think you all know this place.
当我们早晨借着这首诗歌提醒我们，我们在地上乃是预备要来迎见主的面。
This hymn just reminds us, and we need prepare.And then prepare us, get us ready to see our Lord face to face.
所以我就想起这首诗歌是关于伯大尼的诗歌。
And then so I think about this song, it's about Bethany.
因为当主离地升天，回到父神宝座右边的时候
，When the Lord and descended and then went to his throne of the Father prepared for him.
路加福音末了告诉我们，主乃是将门徒带到伯大尼的对面。
And then and the book of Luke tells us the Lord and take the disciples to the mountain and then cross Bethany.
所以在那里，圣灵似乎告诉我们，伯大尼在主的心目中是何等站在一个何等重要的一个地位。
Seems the Holy Spirit let us know and then how Bethany is how the Lord loved this place Bethany.
所以早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同来，从主的话语我们来思想为什么主耶稣。他特别他特别挂念伯大尼。
And then this morning I would like to share with you and then why the Lord and love Bethany so much.
请我们先读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
第一处是在路加福音第十章。
First of all is book of Luke chapter 10.
我们从38节读到第42节。
Verse 38 to 42.
路加福音第十章第三十八节。
Chapter 10, verse 38.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙，就近前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。”
As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her house to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listening to what he said.But Martha was distracted by all the preparation that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
第二处我们要读约翰福音第十一章。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章，我们从第一节读到第六节。
Verse 1 to 6.
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦她脚的。患病的拉撒路是她的兄弟，她姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路，听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天。然后就停在这里。
Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus lay sick, it was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord, wiped his feet bare. So the sisters sent word to the Lord, Lord, the one you love is sick. When he heard this, Jesus said, the sickness will not end in death. Now it is for the glory, it's for God's glory, and that God's Son may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard about Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days.
好，我们下一处读第十二章，约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
我们从第一节要读到第十一节。
Verse 1-11.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席。马大伺候，拉撒路也在那里，也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是那卖耶稣的加略人犹大，说这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊，常取其中所存的。耶稣说，由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里，就来了，不但是为耶稣的缘故，也是要看他从死里所复活的拉撒路。但祭司长商议，连拉撒路也要杀了，因有好些犹太人为拉撒路的缘故回去信了耶稣。
Six days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised him from the dead. Here is a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among this reclined table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure and expensive perfume. She put on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later betraying him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year of wage.He did not say this because he cared about the poor, because he was a thief. As a keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what he wanted to put in. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should give this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, and not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priest made plans to kill Lazarus as well. For on account of him, many of the Jews were going to see Jesus and believing in him.
下一处我们读以弗所书第二。
Book of Ephesians.
Ephesians. 以弗所书第二章。第四、第五两节。
Chapter 2, verse 4-5.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
好，最后一处我们要读罗马书。
Book of Romans。
罗马书第六章。
Chapter 6。
我们读第四节。
Verse 4。
罗马书第六章第四节，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that.Just as Christ was from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
好，让我们一起再低头有祷告。
Let's pray.
主，早晨求你再将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Lord, please send us the spirit of a revelation and wisdom.
叫我们能够真知道伯大尼在你心目中的那个价值。
And let us know the value that Bethany has in your heart.
主，好像你在我们中间，你也能够得着像伯大尼那样的一个家。
And then we hope you will gain a household like in Bethany.
是你可以安息的地方。
The place that you can rest.
主，愿你在我们中间能够得着安息。
And may you gain rest in among us.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.我觉得圣经给我们看见伯大尼这幅图画是非常宝贵的。
The picture that the Bible gives to us is very precious.
我相信主借着伯大尼所要告诉我们的，乃是伯大尼这里一个家，乃是教会的缩影。
And then I believe that what the Bible tells us here is a family that the Lord would like to receive.
因为在这伯大尼之家里头，并没有很多的人。
Because in the family in Bethany, there's not many people.
圣经中给我们看见，他提到有三个人。
And then the Bible only mentioned there's only three.
叫我们也想起主耶稣曾经说过。
And then this is remind us the Lord used to say.
凡在地上有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在他们中间。
I will among you if there is two or three people gathered by my name.
所以我相信，在主的心目中，伯大尼之家似乎说出了那教会。的一个缩影。
I believe in the family at Bethany. This is talking about, it is talking about the church.
我们知道主在地上公开执事有三年半之久。
We know that the Lord had ministered on the earth 3.5 years.
当白天的时候，主他在耶路撒冷那个地方，在那里服侍，神的旨意在服侍。
The Lord was served in Jerusalem by the will of God.
但常常到了夜晚的时候，他就离开耶路撒冷。
And in the evening, he will left Jerusalem.
为什么呢
？Why？
那是因为主在地上的时候，他在耶路撒冷得不着安息的地方。
Because when he was on the earth, he couldn't receive a resting place in Jerusalem.
我们知道耶路撒冷原是神立他名的一个地方。
We know Jerusalem is its Lord set for his by his name.
可是当主耶稣在地上的时候。
But when the Lord was on the earth,
在耶路撒冷却没有神的同在，也没有神的见证。
And then, and he couldn't find God's presence and testimony in Jerusalem.
我们从旧约圣经也给我们看见，耶路撒冷乃是神百姓生活和侍奉的中心。
We know the Bible tells us Jerusalem is the center for people who live and serve God.
可是当神的儿子来到地上的时候
，But when the Son of God came to the earth,
神的儿子在耶路撒冷却得不着他所当得的地位。
But the Son of God could not receive the position in Jerusalem.
我们也知道。到耶路撒冷在那里有圣殿也有祭司
We know there is temple and a priest in Jerusalem.
祭司
A priest
the services the holy service
the holy services
可是在那里给我们看见却成了那个是做买卖的一个贼窝
But we see they becomes a den of robber
尽管如此
Even though,
我们知道主耶稣他是何等的爱耶路撒冷。
And then we know how much the Lord loved the Jerusalem.
虽然在那里他得不着他的地位。
Even though he could not receive the position.
虽然在那里人拒绝他。
Even people rejected him.
但是我们看见主在地上，他仍然一次一次的在耶路撒冷那里来宣传神的福音。
But the Lord still shared the gospel to them again and again.
主是何等的爱耶路撒冷。
And then how much the Lord loved Jerusalem.
他为耶路撒冷在那里哭泣。
And then he wept for Jerusalem.
他说耶路撒冷啊耶路撒冷啊。
He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
你常杀害先。
You have killed prophets.
一头打死那奉差遣来到你间的人。
And then you stone those who sent to you.
我多次愿意招聚你的儿女们。
I have often longed to gather you together.
好像母鸡将小鸡召聚在它的翅膀底下。
As a hen gather her chicks under her wings.
只是你们不愿意。
But you are not willing.
看啊，你们的家要成为荒场留给你们。
Look, your house will be left to you desolate.
所以我们看见在主后70年的时候。
So we see, and then in AD 70.
当时罗马帝国就攻破了耶路撒冷。
The Romans, Empire is taken Jerusalem.
这耶路撒冷果真就成为一个荒场。
And then Jerusalem indeed become a desolation place.
我们知道当主耶稣在最后一次进耶路撒冷之前。
And we know before the Lord entered Jerusalem the last time.
他乃是在伯大尼在那里安息。
And then he rested in Bethany.
当主耶稣在他复活要升天之前
，And before he ascend to heaven，
他把我带到了尼伯大尼的
And he took disciples to the mountain that across to Bethany.
就是那橄榄山。
It is the Mount of Olives.
在路加福音的末了，圣灵在那里实在告诉我们。
In the end of book of Luke, and the Holy Spirit told us.
虽然主耶稣是将门徒带到橄榄山上。
Even though the Lord take his disciples to the Mount Olives.
就是他将要离开门徒，要回到父神那里的时候。
And when he wants to descend to the Father.
路加福音给我们看见说，主乃是面对着伯大尼。
And the book of Luke tells us that the Lord faced Bethany.
在那里似乎告诉我们。
It seems the Bible tells us.
当主要离开他所生活33年半的这个地的世界。
And then at the moment he wants to depart the earth that he lived in 33.5 years.
他心里面所最舍不得的，所最挂念的。就是伯大尼。
And then the place that he remembered he would not let go is Bethany.
我们知道伯大尼是一个经转的地方。
We know and Bethany is a small place.
然而在伯大尼那里却有一个爱的家。
But there is a loving family.
我也相信是因为这个爱的家叫主耶稣心里面最舍不得。
And then I believe it is because of this loving family that the Lord and reluctant to depart.
所以我也相信当我们今天在这里等候主的回来。
And then I believe today when we are waiting for Lord's return.
我们如何能够迎接主的回来。
And how do we welcome him, his returning?
我相信若是我们能够让主在我们中间得着一个爱的家，像伯大尼一样。
And then I believe the Lord can receive a loving family like in Bethany.
那我们与主见面的时候，那将会是何等的欢喜，是何等的荣耀。
And how joyful and glorious when we meet him.
那为什么在主在伯大尼那里能够得着一个他安息的家呢
？And then how the Lord can gain a resting place in Bethany.
不过了，那是因为在这个家里头，他充满了爱。
Because I already mentioned, because there's less family.
在这个家里头，不仅有的人。
And not only there's people love the Lord in this family.
在这个家里头，他们也彼此的相爱。
And also they love one another.
而这样的一个家里头呢，也充满了主的爱。
And then in such family will be filled with love of the Lord.
所以我们看见伯大尼实在是一个爱的家。
And we see this family in Bethany is a loving family.
在路加福音第十章那里给我们看见伯大尼关于伯大尼的第一幅图画
And there is the first picture that the book of Luke tells us
就是有一个女人名叫马大她就将耶稣接到自己的家里
A woman called Martha and then she opened her house to the Lord
而且圣经给我们看见主耶稣到伯大尼这个家里头他 不仅是做客人的
And then the Bible tells us the Lord came to this family is not for a guest
这个家因为爱主的缘故
Because they love the Lord.
他们接待主耶稣到他们家里头乃是做他们的主人。
And then they invited the Lord to their house and as
就用一段圣经来说明这件事。
I will use scripture to tell you about this.
我们知道当马大接主耶稣到他家里之后
And then we know when Martha and then asked the Lord came to her house.
她因着爱主的缘故，她就在厨房忙起来，准备饭食，要来招待主耶稣。
Because she loved the Lord, so she's busy and she's start prepare the dinner for the Lord.
我想在我们中间很多做姐妹的都有这样的一个感觉。
I know you all the sisters, you have the same experience.
可能有类似的经验。
Or similar experience.
因为我们接待。圣徒中最小的就是接待主，是不是
？Because we receive the least among the saints, that means we receive the Lord.
所以姐妹们普遍是姐妹们常在家里头、厨房里头啊，总是在那里忙得不可开交。
And mostly it's the sisters and then cook in the kitchen.
当马大那一天呢，她在那里准备饭食的时候
，And that day when Martha prepared for the dinner,
我想一下心里面又高兴又紧张。
And she probably got nervous and then also was also excited.
她肯定要把她最好的手艺来。招待主耶稣
And then she probably will cook the best food for the Lord.
就忙不过来
So she got so busy.
她心思就扰乱
And then she was distracted.
她就发现怎么就我一个人在厨房忙啊
And then she discovered only just myself is
玛利亚呢
Where's Mary?
我妹妹玛利亚怎么没有来帮我呢
Where's my sister Mary?
就她就看见玛利亚坐在主耶稣的脚前在听主耶稣说话
So she saw that Mary was sit before the feet of the Lord and listen to him.
有姐妹如果你是马大
If you're the Martha,
你会怎么样呢
And what do you do?
我想我们搞不好就从厨房大声嚷嚷过去，玛利亚，过来帮我的忙。
Maybe you will be yell to Mary in the kitchen and say, Mary, come here, help me.
我们是不是常常有这样的情形
？Do we often do like this?
但我们看见那一天马大他并没有这么做。
But Martha didn't do like this that day.
她乃是到主耶稣的面前。
But she went to the Lord.
她对耶稣说：“主啊。”
And then she said to the Lord, "Say, Lord."
所以我们看见主耶稣在他们这个家里头，他不是单单做客。
And then we know that the Lord in that family is not as a guest.
马大他实在是将主耶稣当做这一家的主人。
And then Martha regarded the Lord as the master.
所以他并没有因为自己是做姐姐的，就吩咐玛利亚来帮他的忙。
Not because she's the older sister, so she can order Mary.
我们看在这个最小的事情上面。
At this minor thing,
他都尊主为大。
And then she respected Lord as Lord.
所以我们看见这是一个爱主的家庭。
And then we see this is a loving family.
他们让主在这个家里头来做主。
And the Lord is the head of that household.
兄姐妹，今天我们也都是爱主的人。
So do us.
那我们怎么能够显明我们是爱主的人呢？
And how do we show that we are the one who love the Lord?
我们也应当让主耶稣在我们家里头，他能够做主。
We should let the Lord be the head of our household.
不要只让主耶稣在我们家里面是做客人的。
We do not let we don't want the Lord be a guest in our household.
我们乃是照着我们的意思来服侍主。
And then we serve him by our own will.
弟兄姐妹，我们若是真爱主。
If we truly love the Lord,
我们应当像伯大尼之家一样。
We should like the family.
我们不仅接待主耶稣到我们家里。
Not only invite the Lord to our house.
我们不单是接待主耶稣在我们聚会当中。
We're not only invite him come to our gathering.
我们因着爱的缘故，我们愿意让主在我们中间，他真是能够得着他的地位。
For his love's sake, we need ask him to gain his position.
这样才是真正爱主的一个家。
And that is truly the loving if loving family.
这样我们的聚会才是真。真正爱主的一个聚会。
And then our congregation will be the congregation truly love the Lord.
所以感谢神，在伯大尼之家有爱主的人。
And we thank the Lord in the family in Bethany there is people who love the Lord.
所以主在伯大尼之家，他能够得有安，他得享安息。
So the Lord can rest in that family in Bethany.
我们看见伯大尼之家，他们也彼此的相爱。
We know the people in that family love one another.
当然，我们知道马大、玛利亚和拉撒路，他们在肉身里，他们是亲兄弟姐妹。
So we know Martha, Mary, and then Lazarus, they're physically their brothers and sisters.
所以我们想啊，他们彼此相爱，那是天经地义的事，是不是
？This is reasonable to love one another.
但事实上是如此，对不对
？Probably not necessarily.
但是我们看见这个家呢，他们在肉身里的兄弟姐妹，他们这三人呢，他们的确是彼此相爱。
But we see physically they do love one another.
有可能他们从小就失去了双亲。
Maybe they lost their family when they were young.
所以他们姐弟三人从小就相依为命。
So these three brothers and sisters, and then they take care of each other.
所以他们感情特别的好。
So they're very close.
但是弟兄姐妹。请不要忘记一件事。
But don't remember one thing.
今天我们在基督里，我们也是兄弟姐妹。
We are brothers and sisters in Christ.
我相信我们弟兄姐妹都有这样一个感觉。
I think we all know this.
有时候我们与在基督里同为弟兄姐妹的人。
And then we are brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们觉得我们好像比我们肉身的兄弟姐妹更加的亲。
We feel we are closer than our physical brothers and sisters.
因为我们都是从神所生的。
Because we are born.
因为在我们里面同有一个生命。
Because there are one same life in us.
所以我们是更应当能够彼此的相爱。
And then we should love one another more.
弟兄姐妹，那天在主耶稣。在伯大尼那里，他能够得着安息。
So the Lord can receive resting in the family in Bethany.
乃是因为在这个家里头，他们姐弟三人，他们彼此的相爱。
Because these brothers and sisters in that family they love one another.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们在神的家里头聚集。
And we gather in the house of the Lord.
今天我们在神的家里头一同的生活。
And we live in the house of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，是什么事最能够让主在我们中间能够安息呢？
And that what can cause the Lord can receive rest among us?
是什么事最能够让主喜欢跟我们在一起呢
？And that what will cause the Lord is well. willing to dwell among us.
乃是我们能够彼此的切实相爱。
That is we indeed love one another.
弟兄姐妹，当我们能够切实的彼此相爱。
When we love one another indeed.
弟兄姐妹，主就喜欢在我们中间。
And the Lord is willing to dwell among us.
如果我们夫妻两个人能够的彼此相爱。
If a couple will love another indeed.
这个家就是充满了主的同在。
And then that family will fill with the presence of the Lord.
因为主喜欢到伯大尼。
Because the Lord likes to stay with the family in Bethany.
今天我们聚会里头，若我们能够切实的彼此相爱。
If we love one another indeed in our family.
有人来到我们中间，就看见说，这实在是有神的同在。
When people come among us, they will see there is indeed there is a God among them.
因为主能够安息在我们这里。
Because the Lord can rest among us.
因为这个家是充满了爱的家。
Because this family is filled with love.
这个家也就充满了主的同在。
And then filled with the presence of the Lord.
所以我们看见，这是伯大尼所给我们看见的。
This is what Bethany tells us.
而在这样的一个充满爱的家庭里头。
In this loving family.
他也满了主对他们的爱。
And then also filled with the love from the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，看见这个伯大尼之家实在是满了这个爱。
And then we see the love is filled in this family.
这个家是蒙主所爱的。
And then this family is loved by the Lord.
并不是主不爱其他的地方，其他的人。
It is not the Lord doesn't love other place or other people.
但我们看见伯大尼这里，他们爱主。
But we see the family in Bethany, they love the Lord.
他们彼此的相爱。
And they love one another.
所以他们也蒙主特别的怜爱。
And so they are loved by the Lord.
所以在这里我们看见主所爱的这样一个家，主是怎么样子来对待他们的呢？
And then let's see, and how the Lord be with this family.
是不是主所蒙主所爱的人或蒙主所爱的家庭呢？我们就从此过着幸福快乐的日子。
Is this the family who is loved by the Lord, and then they will live happy forever?
我们必须要来认识主的这个爱。
But we have to understand the love of the Lord.
在约翰福音十一章那边提到两次关于爱这个字。
In John chapter 11 mentioned love twice.
第一次是当拉撒路生病的时候。
The first time is when Lazarus was sick.
马大玛利亚发人去告诉耶稣，对他说。
And Mary sent people to the Lord.
说主啊，你所爱的人病了。
And they said, Lord, the one you love is sick.
这里这个爱这个字呢，圣灵所用的希腊原文字乃是 philia 这个字，就是一个情感的爱。
The love here and the Bible uses philia, which is like physical love.
这也是常常我们基督徒对于主的爱的一个初步的认识。
This is the beginning understanding for us for the Lord.
当我们听到有人告诉我们
when we hear someone tell us,
当我们还做罪人的时候
when we were sinners,
耶稣基督就为我们死在十字架上
Jesus Christ died for us on the cross,
他为我们的罪流血
and he shed his blood for us,
他为我们舍弃他自己的性命
and then he gave his life to us,
所以对我们来讲，我们实在是在情感上面真的感受到主对我们的爱
so physically we feel his love.
但是我们对于主的爱最初步最起初的一个认识
That is the first understanding from us.
是在我们据我们的感觉也是根据我们的想法
It is about understanding about our feeling.
主对我们的爱它乃是更深的一个爱
But the love from the Lord is deeper than what we understand.
所以在约翰福音十一章那边第二次提到主耶稣听见拉撒路病了就在所住之处人住了两天
And thenAnd the book of John tells us when Lord heard that Lazarus was sick, so he stayed for the place where he was for two more days.
这件事情，这个主的爱在这件事情上面，我们就不太能够明白。
We can understand this love.
我们的想法，我们的感觉是说，当主听见了拉撒路病了。
When our understanding is when he heard that Lazarus was sick.
他当然应该。赶快赶过去把拉撒路给治好对不对
And he should went to heal him immediately.
但是圣经却告诉我们说不主在那个地方还多住了两天
But the Bible tells us the Lord didn't do so and he stayed where he was for two more days.
在那里圣灵特别注明一件事说耶稣还爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路
And here the Holy Spirit tells us the Lord loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
这里这个爱呢，圣灵乃是用 agape 的爱的这个字。
The love here mentioned, and then the Holy Spirit used agape.
这个爱，这里 agape 这个爱的字呢，就说出了主 对他们的爱呢，是一个神圣的爱。
And the agape is a holy, the love from the Lord.
是一个完全的爱。
Is a divine and perfect.
是一个有旨意的爱。
Is the love with purpose.
是一个比情感更深的爱。
It's deeper love than our.
所以我们看见主在那里又多留两天，乃是根据神的旨意。
And then, so the Lord stayed there two more days. It's according to the will of God.
所以我们刚开始，我们不是刚开始的时候，我们常常都不明白主的这个有旨意的爱。
We don't understand this love come with this love with purpose.
我就用一个例子。
I'll take an example.
我想我们很多弟兄里面是做父母亲的。
And I know among us we have many parents.
当你们孩子慢慢长大以后
，When your kids grow,
他们接触到这样现在一个高科技的时代。
And they have this high tech.
所以在新南区，我们那边有的孩子五岁不到就开始在玩 iPad.
And then in our in West Office, a less than 5 year old they start play iPad.
就开始玩游戏了。
And then play games.
所以呢，如果你问这个孩子哈。
If you ask this kid,
如果他的爸爸妈妈哈让他整天可以玩游戏，可以打游戏机。
If the parents allow him play play games all day long,
你问孩子说你爸爸妈妈爱不爱你呀、啊、
？You will ask him, "Is your parents love you?"
你猜他会怎么回答
？Do you think what will they reply answer?
那孩子可能会说，哦，爸爸妈妈很爱我的。
And he will answer, "My parents love me very much."
他都不管我，就让我玩打游戏机的。
They allow me play games.
好了，相反的。
On the other way,
如果这个孩子的父母亲管教他
，If this parent discipline him,
说你还没有读圣经，你不可以打游戏机
，And then you can't play a game unless you read Bible first.
或到了周末礼拜六晚上不可以打游戏机，今天要预备心，要到教会里敬拜神
，And then you can't play game in Saturday evening because Sunday morning we have to go to church to worship the.Worship God.
那你问孩子说，你爸爸妈妈爱不爱你呀、啊、
？If you ask this kid, is your parents love you?
我想这个孩子很可能要回答说，我爸妈不爱我。
Maybe this kid will answer they don't love me.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他们不让我打游戏。
Because they don't allow me play game.
弟兄姐妹，孩子们不能够明白父母亲对他们那有旨意的爱。
Because that kid.Does not understand the love from their parents.
我们常常也是这样。
So do us.
马大、玛利亚在拉撒路生病的时候，他们也和我们有同样一个误会。
And then Martha, Mary, they have the same misunderstanding of God's love over here.
就是误会了主对他们的爱。
They misunderstood the love that the Lord had for them.
所以我们知道，当主耶稣后来到了伯大。
And then later, when the Lord went to Bethany,
拉撒路已经死了。
Lazarus was dead.
拉撒路已经埋葬了。
It was buried.
这时候，马大、玛利亚看见耶稣，他们都对耶稣说。
And then when Martha and Mary went to the Lord, and then they said to the Lord,
说主啊，你若早在这里，我的弟兄就必不死。
They said, Lord, if you're here earlier, my brother would not die.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣哭了。
And then the Bible tells us, and Jesus wept.
弟兄姐妹，我相信耶稣在那里哭了，不是为了拉撒路死了他哭。
I think the Lord wept is not because Lazarus was dead.
在那里，主耶稣之所以哭
，The reason why the Lord wept.
那是因为他所爱的马大和玛利亚，他们不认识主对他们的爱。
Is because Martha and Mary did not understand the love the Lord had for them.
同姐妹，有些时候主允许我们遭遇一些难处。
And sometimes the Lord allow us to encounter difficulties.
为什么主遭遇他所爱的人？为什么主允许他所爱的人遭遇难处呢
？And why the Lord allow the people who He loves and in difficulties?
就像我们看见主所爱的路，他也会生病的。
And then you see, Lazarus was loved by the Lord, but he got sick.
可当我们遇见难处的时候
，When we are encounter difficulties,
我们就和马大、玛利亚一样。
And we are like Martha and Mary.
我们说，我们想主既然爱我们
，And then we think that since Lord loves us,
主为什么叫我们遭遇难处呢
？And then why he allow us to have difficulties?
我们想主既然爱我们
，And since Lord loves us,
主为什么不帮我们解决我们的难处呢
？And then how he can help us to resolve our problems?
殊不知主乃是借着这些环境的难处
that we didn't know that through those difficulties.
主要叫我们能够更认识他自己。
And then he wants us to know him better. More.
就像在这里主允许拉撒路发生难处一样。
It is like here the Lord allowed death come to Lazarus.
主要人能够认识他是生命，他是复活。
The Lord wants us to know that he is life, he is the resurrection.
主也愿意借着这么一个难处。
And then for such trial.
叫人能够是他那有旨意的爱。
And so that we understand his love come with purpose.
主更是要借着这样的难临到我们的难处。
And then and for trials come to us.
叫我们被主的这个有旨意的爱来改变。
So that we will be changed by his love come with purpose.
来叫我们能够进入神完全的旨意里头。
So that we can enter his perfect will.
所以盼望我们借着伯大尼之家所遭遇的难处。
And then through this difficulty that the family at Bethany encountered,
我们至少能够明白一件事情。
At least we will understand one thing.
主所量给我们的每一个难处。
And then all the difficulties that the Lord measured to us,
都是因着他爱我们的爱。
And then because of the love that he loved us,
都是因着他有旨意的爱。
And then for the purpose of his love,
他借着这个借着这一切的难处
，and for those difficulties，
要把我们带进他的爱的旨意里头。
It will bring us into His will of His love。
这里我们从伯大尼之家所遭遇的这个难处
，and then through the difficulty at the family in Bethany，
我们这个三个方面
，let us see these three aspects。
第一，就是能够认识我们的主，他是复活，他是生命。
First of all, we need to understand, we need to know that the Lord is the resurrection.
主为什么允许拉撒路生病呢
？And why Lord allowed Lazarus to sick?
主为什么刻意的允许拉撒路病死了呢
？And then why Lord allowed Lazarus die?
圣经告诉我们，这病乃是要叫神得荣耀。
And the Bible tells us because he want glorify God，
叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
And then glorify Son of God。
弟兄姐妹，为什么神既然爱我们，为什么神允许我们遭遇难处呢
？And then and why God loves us, but He still allows us to encounter difficulties。
神就是要叫我们所遭遇的难处，能够叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
And through those hardships that we will glorify Son of God。
弟兄姐妹，虽然马大、玛利亚他们去请求耶稣来医治他们的弟兄
，Even Martha and Mary asked the Lord come here to heal their brother。
他们的信息是很简
，And then the message is simple
不像我们很多时候我们的祷告啊，都需要很复杂。
It is not like us. Sometimes our prayer is very complicated.
我们很怕主没有听清楚我们的祷告，所以不给我们成就。
We are afraid that the Lord didn't hear our prayer. Clearly, and not fulfill our prayer.
但他们当日的信息很简单，说主啊，你所爱的人病了。
But the message they sent to the Lord is very simple. It's Lord, the one you love is sick.
这样一个简单的信息说出了他们对主的信心。
And then this simple message describes their faith.
他们知道主耶稣有能力能够医治拉撒路的病。
They know that the Lord has power to heal Lazarus.
这简单的信息也说出他们。认识主对他们的爱。
This simple message and know that they understand the love of the Lord.
但这个认识是根据他们的想法。
But this know it's according to their own understanding.
也就是说，主既然拉撒路，他就必定来医治拉撒路。
And then is that since the Lord loved Lazarus, he will come here to heal Lazarus.
结果当主没有立刻赶来的时候
，As a result, and when the Lord didn't come immediately.
当拉撒路病死了之后
，And then after Lazarus dead，
我相信那几天对马大和玛利亚而言
，In that couple of days for Mary and Martha，
他们心里面一定思想一件事
，They must think of one thing，
主为什么不来
？And why the Lord didn't come？
弟兄姐妹，就像我们遭遇难处的时候
，And then it's like us when we are in hardships，
我们也向主祷告
，And then we pray to the Lord，
主啊，你来救我。
Lord, come save me.
主，你来帮助我。
Lord, come help me.
但我发现主并没有立刻答应我们的呼求。
And many times we discovered the Lord didn't answer our prayer immediately.
到了一个地步，我们好像被置于死地一般。
To the point that I like, and then we were put into a death.
弟兄姐妹，我们能不能来主向着我们的那个爱呢
？Do we understand the love that the Lord has to us?
还是我们就开始怀疑主对我们的爱？
or we start doubt about his love.
这里我们看见主允许拉萨路生病。
And here we see that the Lord allowed Lazarus to get sick.
主刻意的让拉萨路病死。
And then he on purpose let Lazarus die.
我们看见当主叫拉萨路从坟墓里出来的时候。
And when we see when Lazarus and ask Lazarus come out from
the tomb. 人就认识了他是复活，他是生命。
The people know that he is a resurrection, he is a life.
不仅如此
，Not only that，
人也认识了主向着他们的那个爱是何等的深。
And then people understand how deep the love that the Lord has for us.
所以圣灵告诉我们说，耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路。
And then the Bible tells us that Jesus loves Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
所以我们看见当后来主叫拉撒路复活之后
And then after the Lord raised Lazarus from death,
马大和玛利亚他们的确认识了主对他们的
Martha and Mary, and they understand the love of the Lord, indeed.
并且让我们看见这个爱在他们身上如何产生一个变化
And then the Bible tells us how this love changed them.
从他们三个人我们可以看到有三个方面的一个变化
And then from three of them, we will see the three changes from them.
也就是今天主在他所允许我临到我们的环境难处的里头。
And then those three changes is among the hardships that Lord allowed come to us.
也就是主的爱在我们身上所要改变的三个方面。
And then that is the three aspects that the love of the Lord would like to change us.
主要借着他那有旨意的爱。
And through his purposed love,
在我们所遭遇的难处里头
in the hardships,
他来制作我们
and he will work on us,
他来变化我们
it will change us,
他要把我们磨成神儿子的形象
and to mold into the image of his son,
这是神爱我们的大爱
and this is the great love from God,
这是神救我们的那个恩招
and this is the great calling that he come to save us,
就是要把我们能够改变成新的主
and he will change us into like,Our Lord.
这个目标是荣耀的
And then the purpose is glorious.
过程可能是辛苦的
And the process is very hard.
但感谢主，因着他向着我们那有旨意的爱
But praise the Lord, because his purpose love for us.
他也会像当日对待马大、玛利亚和拉撒路一样
And it will be like why, and how he worked with Martha, Mary and Lazarus.
他会在他所在之地仍然居住两天
And then he will still remain 2 days where he is.
弟兄姐妹，盼望我们能够在环境的难处的里头。
And I hope during hardships.
我们因着相信主向着我们的爱。
And then because we believed his love.
是那个有旨意的爱。
And his love with purpose.
我们愿意降服在主所量给我们的环境里头。
And then we are willing to submit to us to the circumstances.
让主的爱在我们身上来做那变化的工作。
And then to make his love change us.
叫我们的服事有一个改变。
And then make our and change our service.
叫我们的奉献有一个改变。
And then make our consecration.
叫我们的见证有一个不同的改变。
And then we will have a new testimonies.
我们看我们的服事
And when we look at our service,
马可福音第十章第四十五节告诉我们主说人子来了不是要受人的服事乃是要服事人
In Mark chapter 10 it says The son of man came is not to be served but to serve
所以我们知道我们从主所得着的这个新生命是一个服事的生命
And we know the life we receive from the Lord is the life of serving
就像马大他接待主耶稣到他家里他就开始来服事主
And like Martha he invited the Lord and she started serve
我们蒙恩得救以后
After we were saved
我们也都非常乐意在神的家里头来服事我们的主服事圣徒
We are willing to serve the Lord and all saints in the house of the Lord
但我们起初的服事常常和马大起初的服事是一样的
At the beginning our service is like what Martha has
马大因着爱他服侍主
And then because Martha Lord and she served the Lord
但他服侍着因着忙碌
Because of all the words
你发现他心里面就开始心思烦扰
And so she started and she was distracted
并且也有怨言了
And then she started complaining
兄姐妹你我的服侍是不是也是这样子呢
Is that the same to you and our
我们实在是因着爱主我们愿意服侍
We're willing to serve because we love the Lord
但是我们在家里头我们在聚会里头我们服侍着
And then when we are in our house at our congregation when we serve
我们好像突然间看见突然间想到诶为什么别人他不帮忙
And then all of a sudden we say hey how come the other one doesn't come here help me
我们开始心里头也会有一些怨言
Then we start complaining
当我们看见当主叫拉萨路从死里复活之后
And then when see, after the Lord raised Lazarus from the dead,
在约翰福音十二章让我们看见那一幅图画说马大在主所坐席的人当中他仍然在那里服侍
And then the Bible gave a picture that means Martha and still serve.
我相信在约翰福音十二章那个图画里头那天要服侍的饭食的人、啊、其实是更多的
In John chapter 12, I believe Martha served more people that day.
那事情应该也是更多的。
And of course, it's more works to do.
但我们却看见马大在那里安静的服侍。
But we see Martha was served quietly.
在那里服侍并没有怨言。
And then she did not complain.
所以我们看见这就是当她认识了主那有旨意的爱在她身上。
And then now I know, and then she understand the love with purpose.
这个爱就把她的服侍带进一个更深更美的一个地步。
And this love and bring her service into more beautiful situation.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们也需要更深的认识主向着我们那有旨意的爱。
We need understand the purpose love of the Lord deeper.
好叫我们在家中的服侍。
So that our service and in our house.
好叫我们在聚会中的服侍。
In at our church.
是在这个爱的里头。
It's in this love.
是愿言的服侍。
And then it's the service without complaint.
看见当我们在这里一同交通主话语的时候。
We share the words of the Lord.
我们也有弟兄姐妹在厨房，在主日学里头，在那里，在爱的。里头服侍神的儿女们
they're serving the God's people in the kitchen and in the Sunday school teaching
当在神的家里头有更多越来越多弟兄姐妹能够这样子因着主的爱在那里能够安静的服侍没有怨言的服侍的时候
and then when there is more brothers and sisters would like to serve like this without complaint
我们看见在这里就有一个伯大尼之家
and then we will see there is a family at Bethany
在这里就有一个主能够安息的地方
and there is a resting place for the Lord
所以盼望主能够用他的爱更多的来激励我们
And then I hope the Lord's love will compel us
把我们的服侍也能够带进像马大后来那样的服侍一样
And then bring our service like the service Martha and Mary has
好我们接下来看玛利亚
And let us see Mary
我们知道当第一幅图画主耶稣就告诉说玛利亚已经选择那好的福分
In picture one the Lord tells us the Mary chose the
因为他在主的脚前听主说话。
Because she sat and before the at the feet of the Lord and listened to what he said.
那既然玛利亚已经选择了上好了，那她身上还需要被改变吗
？Since Mary already had and choose the better one, and is there any change she needs to make?
我们看见当玛利亚经过拉撒路从死里复活之后。
And then we see, and then after Lazarus, Mary experienced the resurrection of Lazarus.
也就是当玛利亚她更认识、经历了主的那个有旨意的爱之后。
And then that means after Mary experienced God's purposed love.
约翰福音十二章让我们看见玛利亚仍然坐在主的脚前。
And then John chapter 12 tells us Mary again.Sit before at the feet of the Lord.
可是在那里，玛利亚她不再是单单做一个领受的人。
And but now Mary is not only received the message.
她因着认识了主那有旨意的爱。
Because she stand the purpose love.
因着经历了主那更深的爱。
Because she experienced the deeper love.
她在主的脚前有一个爱舍己的奉献。
And then she had offered to the Lord.
为什么说他在那里是一个舍己的奉献呢
？And then why we see there is a denying and an offering？
在那里，圣经告诉我们，他拿了一斤极贵的真拿达香膏，交在主的脚前。
And the Bible tells us, and then she poured a pint of a costly pure nard.
我们知道主说那个香膏乃是为着主的安葬所预备的。
The Lord says that perfume is for the burial of the Lord.
那瓶香膏原本是为着玛利亚自己的。
And then that perfume was saved for Mary herself.
那很可能是玛利亚她花了很长的时间存下来的她最宝贵的一件东西。
That's the most precious thing that Mary for herself.
那是为着她那结婚大日所预备的。
That's for her wedding.
但在那里因着主的爱激励她。
Because of the love of the Lord compelled her.
我们看见他愿意在那里有一个舍己的奉献。
And we see She's willing to offer that to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，在你我的生活当中
，In our life，
我们有没有曾经因着基督的爱激励了我们
？Is there any time because of the love of the Lord compelled us？
我们能够在他的脚前有一个舍己的奉献
？And then do we have this denying offering to the Lord？
可能是我们的理想
，Maybe it's our ideal。
可能是我们的抱负
，Maybe our ambitions。
可能是我们生活当中的嗜好或兴趣。
And maybe our hobbies.
我们有没有曾经因着爱主的爱激励了我们
？Is there any time because of the love of the Lord compelled us？
我们愿意把它献给主。
And we are willing to offer it to the Lord。
也包括我们的工作。
Include our。
我知道在当伯弟兄姐妹这段时间，在新南区也是一样，有一些弟兄姐妹在找工作的事上遇见难处。
Some brothers and sisters at here, and then also at West Office, and it's a, you have a hard time to find a job.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹你们明不明白主的有旨意的爱。
I don't know if you understand the purpose love of the Lord.
但愿意在这里跟弟兄姐妹做这样一个简单的见证。
I will and share a testimony with you.
在我刚蒙恩的第一年。
At the first time that when I was saved.
我也差不多有一年的时间找不到工作。
And then I couldn't find a job in the whole year.
那时候我们也刚刚生了第一个孩子。
And then that time I have our first child.
可是长话短说。
A lot to make it short.
在我刚信主的头一年当中。
And in that year.
因着主没有为我预备一个工作。
Because the Lord didn't give me a job.
我感谢赞美他。
I thank him.
因为在那一年当中。
Because in that year.
我更认识了那爱我的主。是如何爱了我
？And then I deeply understand how he loved me.
我在生活当中
，in my daily life，
常常经历主自己。
I experienced the Lord himself.
在那一年的时间当中
，year，
我因着依靠主，我认识了他对我的爱。
Because I trust in him, I understand his love.
所以就在我即将那个 practical training 的时间快用完的时候
，and then OPT，
yeah，
because when the, at the end of my OPT。
我在弟兄姐妹中间为主做这样一个见证。
And I testified the Lord among brothers and sisters.
我说我从心里头感谢主没有给我工作。
And I thank the Lord in not giving me a job.
叫我能够在那段时间里头更认识主，更认识他对我的爱。
So in that time, I understand His love more.
后来感谢主，他把一个工作赐给我。
And I praise the Lord, and later on He gave me a job.
就我们人的本相。就显露出来。
And then myself is revealed.
我说我自己对。就慢慢的这工作呢就成为我的工作。
And then later on, this job becomes my work.
那经过了好些年的时间。
And then after many years,
身上也在那里制作在那里带领。
And then is working on me.
经过了十五年的时间。
And then he worked with me for 15 years.
到后来再一次主用他的爱来激励我。
And then again, Lord compelled me with by His love.
让我在甘心情愿的把这样一个工作，把自己的工作再奉献给他。
And then I will willingly to to offer my job to Him.
弟兄姐妹，只有当主的爱在我们里头来激励我们。
Only His love compels us.
我们才有可能能够像玛利亚在主的脚前一样。
Then we are able to like Mary and sit at the feet of the Lord.
有一个舍己的奉献。
And then we have a denying offering.
不再为着我们自己。
And then not only it's no longer live for ourselves.
而是为着那爱我们、替我们死而复活的主，我们把我们生活中的一些事物能够奉献给他。
So that we give everything we have and then Lord.
弟兄姐妹，盼望在我们中间能够有更多这样一个因着爱而有的舍己的奉献。
And then I hope there's more brothers and sisters because of the love of the Lord, so we are willing to offer ourselves to God.
好叫神的家能够充满爱。
And so that the house of the Lord will fill with love.
叫神的家能够成为他安息的地方。
So the house of the Lord will become His resting place.
最后，我们要看到我们的见证。
So and talking about our testimonies.
我们的见证必须乃是那新生样式的一个见证。
And our testimony has to be a new testimony.
也就是从死里复活的见证。
Is the testimony is from raised from the dead.
我们来看看拉撒路，从拉撒路身上我们来看这件事。
And let us to see this point from Lazarus.
在伯大尼的第一幅图画里头，拉撒路他不在那个图画里。
Lazarus wasn't in the first picture.
他没有跟马大在厨房里面帮忙。
He didn't help Martha in kitchen.
他也没有同玛利亚坐在主的脚前听主的话。
And he didn't with Mary listen to the Lord.
所以我们看见拉撒路并没有在伯大尼的第一幅图画里头。
So Lazarus wasn't in the first picture.
有弟兄们这么说。
Some brother and interpreted this.
撒路可能开小差。
Maybe Lazarus.
他听说主耶稣要到他们家里。
And maybe when he heard the Lord is coming.
他就赶快从后门溜出去了。
He probably left from the back door.
所以他不在第一幅图画里头。
So that's why he wasn't in the first picture.
当然，第二幅图画他就出现了。
And then he appeared in the second picture.
因为他病了。
Because he was sick.
他并没有说什么话。
He didn't say anything.
他也没有做什么事。
He didn't do anything.
他就是生病。
He just sick.
到后来就病死了。
And then he died.
所以我们看见拉撒路在 主的爱的里头呢，他原本的情况是这样子。
In the love of the Lord, and Lazarus' life is just like that.
当我们看到伯大尼的第三幅图画。
But in the third picture.
就是在约翰福音十二章那里。
In John chapter 12.
这从死里复活的拉撒路，他乃是与耶稣一同坐席的人中间，在那里坐着。
And the Lazarus who raised from the dead was reclined at the table among other people.
他仍然没有说话。
He's still not saying anything.
他仍然没有做什么事情。
And he didn't do anything.
但在那里，圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
有许多犹太人来到这里，来那里就是要看拉撒。
And so many Jews come to Bethany is to see Lazarus.
更准确的说。
More accurately.
他们乃是要来看耶稣从死里所复活的拉撒路。
And they want to see Lazarus who's resurrected by Jesus.
兄弟们，这是拉撒路的见证。
That is the testimony of.
这也应该是我们的见证。
It's supposed to be our testimony.
兄姐妹，今天不是因为我们口才好，我们能够为主做见证。
It is not that we have the eloquence that we can testify the Lord.
今天也不是因为我们能够。因着爱主，我们好像为主做了什么事情。
It is not because of what we do to the Lord.
当然，那马大、玛利亚他们在主面前所摆上的都是非常的宝贵。
And of course, what Martha and Mary offer to the Lord are precious.
都是伯大尼之家不可缺的一部分。
And that is part of the family in Bethany.
但是在拉撒路的身上
，But in Lazarus,
他所显明的乃是那死而复活的见证。
And what he revealed is testified.The Lord resurrected him from death.
姐妹说了，这个见证不是他做的。
And we know it is Lazarus.
这见证是主耶稣在他身上做的。
It is what laid on him.
就你们，这应该是我们的见证。
That's supposed to be our testimony.
我们乃是让主在我们身上来做事。
And then we let the Lord and works through us.
做什么事呢
？And then what works will allow him?
就是做那死而复活的事。
And then let him to raise us from death.
保罗在哥林多后书告诉我们。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us.
他说耶稣的死在我们身上发动。
And then as we carry if we carry around the death of the Lord.
他就要说，他说我们身上常常带着耶稣的死。
And if we carry around in our body the death of Jesus.
使耶稣的身也在我们身上显明出来。
So that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣的死在那里是一个动名词。
And then actually, the death there is a verb.
是 dying.
The dying is a verb.
所以就是耶稣的死在我们身上啊，致死我们的肉体。
And then the death and the dying.
Power of the dying.
The power of the dying actually is put our flesh in.
所以我们自己没有能力把我们置于死地。
We cannot put ourselves into death.
但是耶稣的死在我们身上能够把我们的肉体置于死地。
But the death of Jesus can put our flesh into death.
好叫耶稣那复活的生命也能够显明在我们身上。
So that the life of Christ will be revealed through us.
姐妹，这是主在我们身上所要成就的见证。
And this is a testimony that the Lord will fulfill.
但我们需要与主同工。
But we have to work with him.
我们需要让他来做。
We have to let him to work.
就像他在拉撒路身上所成就的。
Like what he did with Lazarus.
所以我们看见有许多犹太人，他们看见主耶稣从死里所复活的拉撒路之后，他们回去就信了耶稣。
So I see, and so many Jews, because they saw Lazarus who was resurrected by Jesus, and they came and they believed.
姐妹，今天如果主能够在我们更多的弟兄姐妹身上来做那死而复活的。的工作。
If people see more death as resurrected from us,
我们发现要人要信主 自自然然的事情。
So we see it is natural to bring people come to the Lord.
因为他们在我们身上看见主耶稣所做的。
And because and then they will see what the Lord has done through us.
就是叫我们从死里复活。
That is he raised us from dead.
因他爱我们的大爱。
Because of the great love he has.
我们已经与基督从死里复活。
We already resurrected with.
因他爱我们的大爱。
Because his great love.
他在我们身上还要继续来。做更多那死而复活的见证。
And then he will raise more testimonies that is to raise us from death.
弟兄姐妹，今天主在地上，他要寻找像伯大尼那样一个爱的家。
Lord is seeking a family like in Bethany.
在这个家里头是充满了爱。
In this family will be
这样一个爱的家是主可以安息的。
This such family will let the Lord rest.
也是人可以安息的地方。
And then also people will rest in that family.
在这样一个爱的家庭里头。
In such family.
有着那没有埋怨的服侍。
And then will be have service with dumpling.
也有那因着爱而有的那舍己的奉。
And then also we will have the offerings with love.
一个家里头。
In that family.
更满了有主耶稣从在我们身上所做叫我们从死里复活的见证。
And we will testify that the Lord is, will raise us from death.
这因为当人来到我们中间。
When people come among us.
他们就看见了主真是在我们中间。
And they will see the Lord is among us.
他们真是要说这是神的家。
And they will truly say this is the house of God.
这是爱的家。
This is a house of loving.
这是充满主同在的一个地方。
And this is the presence of the Lord.
愿主能够在我们中间也能够得着这样一个伯大尼爱的家。
May the Lord receive a family like in Bethany.
好像在这里主能够得着荣耀。
So that the Lord will be glorified.
主能够得着地位。
And then see he will gain his position.
主的心能够得着满足。
And his heart will be satisfied.
那我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你爱我们的大爱。
Lord, we thank you for your great love.
主，你已经叫我们与你一同从死里复活。
Lord, you cause us resurrected with you from.
主，我们实在是一起祷告，求你这样的爱激励我们。
And Lord, we pray that you continue compel us.
主，叫我们的服事是没有埋怨的。
And may our service without complaint.
主，叫我们的奉献乃是甘心乐意的。
May our offering is willing.
主，也叫我们。身上能够显明你复活生命的大能。
And then may your resurrection power reveal through us.
主，好叫你在我们中间能够得着一个安息的所在。
So that you can receive a resting place among us.
好叫你在我们中间满了你自己的同在。
So that you will, your presence will be among us.
主，愿你得着一切的荣耀。
May we give you all glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.